begins now.
Capital 263.
Yeah.
So, this is a midweek episode because someone could not come and record on Saturday. That is me. Yeah, I take the blame because I was told to take the blame. Welcome to Nayona and the other guys without Onai for a while until when? September. Yes. I am Skittles. Yeah, your host every week when she tries to wake up and come to the studio when she's not tired. And today I'm joined by my person. Yeah, let me say that because people last week were surprised.
You know, like when I listen to
why the hell are you calling me?
When I listened to the episode last week, I was like, cool.
You are annoying, Pana. Pazunzo, Ribens, you know you are my person.
Okay, that's
fine. My brother, Panash. How are you today?
I'm good.
Are you?
I'm good, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
With everything happening in Zimbabwe, you're fine?
I'm fine, sir. It could be worse.
Good.
Yeah.
How?
It could be worse.
How?
It could be worse. I could be the MSU guy who dropped the sex tape.
Oh my gosh, that thing though.
And it was a GIF. It was a GIF.
I mean, the guy is crazy. To me, Angu, I didn't understand. I didn't see it because I don't subscribe to this, but you being the guy here. Yeah.
No. I came across his tweet when I was saying I don't owe anyone a 1 hour sex tape.
Oh?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, he actually went to Twitter and said that.
Why?
Because people were all up in his mention.
Because it was whack?
Because there was a GIF.
Like, that guy was literally saying, legit, this is me actually doing the thing, you know?
For me, here's the thing. I don't know which level of varsity this guy's at.
But wasn't... I heard it's not MSU. He's actually from Bulawayo.
Oh, maybe he's a Bulawayo student learning at MSU.
People are saying it's not MSU. And you're just taking it out of context with MSU does churn out the six tips like, a lot.
It's like a couple of weeks into the semester. Like,
so, you think people will just be reporting stuff?
People are already going in your case. Like, it doesn't...
When have you ever been to MSU?
No, but I've dabbled. I've dabbled.
You have
I've dabbled.
Okay, so guys, you know that he knows more information, not me. I ain't participating in this. No ways. So what are we talking? I don't know if I should do segments. Nah. Okay, fine. Let's just record. Okay, so there's the Ethiopian Airways crash, which. Ish.
Yeah, very unfortunate. I haven't brought myself to actually watching like the final moments.
Why would you want to watch that? Like it's like watching. It's like you being morbid.
Yeah, like people have been sharing this stuff, and I've just been swerving it because I don't know if I can take that.
For me, I would not watch it. I actually want to know the cause. That's all I want to know. And apparently, there have been faults, right?
Yeah, like the model of the plane in question. Like, you know what? Let me check quickly. It's called the Boeing 737 MAX.
737?
Yeah, so apparently that model's...
It's just crappy.
Yeah, it's proven to be very problematic.
Is it new or is it one of those things that they created way back then and they didn't do checks for it or whatever? Because I don't understand how in this day and age that we have sophisticated... technological advancement, we still can't get a plane to work right. Were they cutting, like, there are so many things I want to ask. Were they cutting costs? What were they thinking?
Well, I guess, you know how it works with African countries where they could just get a plane that's like 20 years old because, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I actually thought about that too because considering we kind of did the same with that one that was bought.
Yeah, We actually have one plane.
That is a, like old.
Because the people were left.
I was supposed to say that. Because the people were... Do you know? I would turn somebody. I would hit somebody. You do not leave me after paying... How much is an air ticket?
I don't know the route. But if I play,
wasn't it Joburg too?
Yeah, just, I think it was Joburg to Harare.
Isn't it about like, I don't know how much it is. I'll check right now. But it doesn't make sense. Like,
how do you leave 4 hours early?
How do you leave 4 hours early? Number one, what were they thinking? Who said no? You know what? We're just going to leave everybody, and we're going to fly to Harare. What was so urgent?
I think someone higher up made the phone call.
For what? Why?
Maybe it was a matter of, you know, it was a national emergency.
National emergency. You live. Okay, were those people? I actually want to know. Were they reimbursed? Because that's the next thing. You know, I get it, but you know, they are. Don't do that. Please don't do that. We've got to get it. Gonna get in trouble. Even if it was like that, like, can't you get another plane? I'm sure there are many. Like,
we have one plane. We have one commercial plane.
Fine. Get FastJet to do your job. Or at least liaise with FastJet to carry the people.
You can't be leaving people behind. I also think the people who chose to fly with Air Zimbabwe are also at fault.
Cha, patriotism.
Kuna patriotism ya kadara shana.
Pambiri ni Zimbabwe.
Ndisaka mchisara.
You know why? Because at my school I'm doing this national what studies, and they preach about patriotism a lot. So I'm just thinking, okay, fine. If I had to like choose between Air Zimbabwe and the rest, I probably wouldn't choose Air Zimbabwe, because Air Zimbabwe is trash. Now those people, unless if it's cheaper, of which I don't think so, because last time I got on a plane, which is like 5 years ago, it was actually more expensive.
But cheaper at what cost though?
Cheaper in the sense that at a very affordable price.
But what happens when you get there and when you get there an hour before for your hour to hour and a half
and
to check
there
in,
is nothing,
and then you hear kutindege asunga kudara?
How did they transport themselves to Zimbabwe?
I don't know what happened. I don't know how the.
For me, it was crazy.
I think they should sue, to be honest.
I would sue them as well.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that was a breach of contract right then. Then I paid, and yeah, but that's a lot of money though, coming from ASM, coming from the government. It's like taxes upon taxes upon taxes just being funneled for that.
It's wild.
Zimbabwe is a problem. Okay? Next! Water rationing. Guys, bathing might be a myth for many people right now.
No,
you live in the avenues. Shut up.
Wait. Listen. There are areas, right? I think water rationing has been happening for quite a while. Right, it's now just,
dude,
it's just been made formal now.
My area does not even receive water.
You see?
And it's not, well, at first we did, then one thing led to another. Some construction was about to happen near this land, right? It's a commercial land, and then they cut off the line. So from then up until now, it's now closing to a year, we don't have water. So to me, I was like, oh, okay, you're gonna get into a tune now, except you're better. I mean,
listen, I stay in the avenues and I still have a reservoir just in case.
For what? For,
yeah, like, because like it does go, but not as often, and you know,
so it's actually going in the avenues.
Yeah,
I thought they said good avenues, it's like daily. No. What is this? They said it's not gonna go,
yeah,
at all. So why are they doing that?
I don't know. These guys, they're confused.
That's odd.
But apparently,
you know what? The worst part is, I think they're favoring some areas over others.
Yeah.
E.g., Glenora, Glenview, Budiriro, Kwadzana, Westligu, and Warren Park. They get water 5 times. And then weekends, nothing.
What about the people who get water once a week?
Oh, you mean like, hey, Philadelphia borrowed a broken. Okay, I think their thinking was these guys have balls, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but then not everyone has.
Yes, yeah.
Or even Heathcliff, it's on Wednesday only. And then even ours. Oh, actually, Grindel, Mandara, Chisipite. Wow. Shawasha Hills, my guys. Once a week, you have what? This is a nightmare for most people.
So what is the goal?
I think they're trying to, the way they explained it is this. I tried to read it. I don't know if it's true or not. They say that in terms of, because you have to remember, like I said, Grindel, literally, like, it's rare for you to actually get water by my side. Besides the whole fold, the whole cutting of lines and all that, it was actually, we got, but then the other areas, because we were in the main road, the other areas have nothing, like for like 4 or 5 years now. Even, I think it's now closing to 6 or 7 or even 10. You get it? Yeah. So they're trying to say that because some other areas are getting water every day, like the Budiros, the Warren Parks and all that, we are going to give a provision that the 2 days that these guys are not getting, you know, funnel it to Borojo Brook, Grindel, and the other areas that are very of affluent, let's say.
For how long?
That is like, debatable.
Yeah, because like if they're doing it, if it's a short-term thing, short to medium-term thing, right, so that they can improve the availability of water overly, then that kind of makes sense. But if you're just doing it for the sake of doing it, then...
I don't think it's for the availability, because if it's about the availability, then they would actually try and make a plan to make the, what you call it, the distribution better. But they're not. And they're saying, and it does, it makes, what's worse is that we are kind of living in a drought. So I don't think it's going to work. There is no, actually, I don't think there's any hope for better distribution here. This is just to ration for you to get the water and to actually say, because I think if I am to be, and I stand corrected, I think that if you come to my house as a city council representative and you tell me, please come and pay your water bill, I'll look at you fine, because I'll ask you, where is the water? This is why they're doing that, so that you pay. It's a win for them.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, it remains to be seen if that money is going to be used for anything useful.
Yeah.
It's just like any other thing in Zimbabwe.
Well, but I think with ZESA, they've been trying.
Well, with ZESA, ZESA, I can't complain.
Yeah.
Except for the times when we have faults upon faults that we can't get rid of. Yeah, those are the times I can't complain.
The situation has improved over the years.
True.
Yeah.
So. Except I don't know what's with my area. It seems like the one time I want to do my assignment, electricity just decides to bounce.
Yeah, sad.
No one. It's crazy. That's all I'm saying. But ZESA, yeah, we can commend ZESA. ZESA has been doing the most, like the best, actually, out of everyone. Then, next is the age of consent. This one. Guys. Like, okay. Backstory. I'm going to try and explain it. So the age of consent in Zimbabwe to have sex with somebody, right?
Yeah.
Is 18.
The legal age of consent.
Hmm? The legal age, yeah. Right? Which Shoma Kona Kona, loosely translated, where you hide behind some other people just to have sex. No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the legal age. Now, the funniest thing happened, I think this week or last week? I think it's last week.
Last week, yeah.
Where I saw a tweet by this group. Actually, it was actually a tweet from these other guys. And I thought it was a lie when I saw it, because it didn't make sense to me how somebody can actually try and pass a bill like that in parliament. That the legal age is going to be remove, like from 18, it's now going to be 12. 12? At what grade would you be?
Grade 7.
Grade 7?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Pana, can I ask you something? And this is kind of personal. At grade 7, were you thinking about that?
No.
Okay, fine. Now, let's get into the mind of a grade 7 right now. Would they be thinking about that?
They might.
They might.
They might.
Okay. So, is it justified that they want to change it to 12?
I actually think it's got less to do with...
the kids more...
With 12-year-olds doing it amongst themselves, because they probably already are.
So, and it's about got, what?
It's got more to do with grown men and...
trying to use...
preying on these kids.
Okay, so...
And having the law on their side.
So, why... So, you're telling me those parliamentarians of ours sit in this house. Who even started this, first of all? There was no mention of it, I remember. But who in their right mind does that? You are old. You want to prey on kids. I am laughing, but this is serious. What is wrong with you? Can you not get people your age?
It's been happening for a while. Or maybe not at that level, but you know, when we were in
but
school.
But when you make it a law now,
yeah, that's
becomes...
Because now there's the whole thing with child marriages.
Exactly. You're actually just taking that away and saying, no, children can get married at any age. It's fine. Yikes, guys. Yikes. I hope it doesn't get passed.
I really hope so.
Because I remember someone was saying that at one point, the Honorable Tendai Biti, right? He fought about, I remember in Parliament, it was said that he fought for against this child marriages thing. Now, for them to just turn around and say, you know, it's okay. Yes. I don't think he's part of it, though. That's what I'm thinking. But I don't know how many people are part of it to actually pass it as a law.
Well, I think it was. I think the issue was brought up, but I don't think they've actually sat down to deliberate.
So it was basically the first stage where they just say we want to do this,
yeah,
and then people don't protest or anything because it's not the stage two. I know that now, but ish.
No, because like I read an article like in the Herald where Parliament is actually divided about the subject.
There are people for this. Why?
Well, it wouldn't have come up in the first place. Before
why in the world would someone be for?
It's exhausting, right?
This country's a mess. Who in their right mind is for this?
I have no idea.
Does it? Yeah, I'm trying to get into those. This is how things just go down badly. And then you wonder, where did we go wrong? And then I think these guys are not responsible, honestly.
I mean, they're more important issues.
Wouldn't we be the first, actually,
I think so,
country to have such a law?
I think so.
Because I know South Africa is 16, I think.
Yeah.
And that's reasonable, I guess. Are they not scared about HIV and AIDS, though?
No.
Someone would argue that they actually have the HIV and AIDS, so what's to... No?
But still, it's...
My aunt would probably say that.
If this thing is passed, I don't see it going well.
I know.
It's just going to add to the moral degradation.
What does our culture say about this? Culture does not dictate, right?
No, not really.
It just says whatever comes, it goes, it's fine. I guess you don't have to worry about it.
But still, Sharon.
I am trying to understand, okay? I'm trying to rationalize. If it's culture, then we justify it ourselves and say, okay, fine, culture is like this. It does not dictate that a person 18 years old and above should do this, right? Then it's all good. They see it as good. Yeah.
It's wild.
It's wild. Oh, and then Mimba Izimoto.
Yes.
Gosh, I love that woman. I know. I really love her. She literally lit Facebook on fire. And blogs too.
And Instagram.
Those that care. Wait, she did post on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm not on Instagram, but that's why I don't know.
I was actually typed one of the posts in the comment section. I'm just like, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why are you saying why?
Why? Because I don't want 30 seconds. I didn't step on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, so Wimba Izimoto is being artistic, let's call it, with her body. Basically, she's posting semi-naked pics, rather, on social media as artistically as possible. Shot in South Africa at a nude beach, so that's allowed. Now, here is the problem. I think just like the previous case, people are divided. Why? Because they feel like it's too much for us. And others feel like she's expressing herself. And what was the word? Let's not police women. Yeah, that was the thing. Let's not police women as to what they do with their bodies. Anna?
Listen, like, well, going off her post and the first few ones anyway, one, it seems to be promo for a video that she's planning to release in a few weeks. I don't know if the video would take that direction, but...
Remember, she's the one who posted a video, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Yes. Exactly. That so one. We can't rule it out.
Yes. Two, she's on this whole embracing your body kind of
thing. Yeah. Apart, like the one information that I got recently was she was when she was younger, people said she was ugly. So I think that's her way of saying, you know what, stuff you to the people that said I'm ugly. For me, it was okay. All this while I was in support of her. I was like, you know what, let her do what she wants. I probably wouldn't do it because I'm not that type of girl. The latest post got me conflicted. She basically had a caption saying condolences to the victims of the Ethiopian Airways, right? Crash. And yeah, the pic there. Hey, I did not understand. I tried to. So I was like, at what point did she think it was a good idea?
I think it's clickbait.
Fine, I get it. But guys, like, don't captions... What is a caption? Can we please go back to that? Is it just some words that we string around and then put it on a pic there?
For the most part, to be honest, yes.
Without any context to the pic that you're putting out.
Haven't you seen?
I know
you're not big on Instagram, but for the most part, like, a girl could just post like herself wearing an outfit, right? It's not communicating anything, and then she'll have a Bible verse there.
Okay, yeah, that I know.
Yeah, you know what
and
I mean?
I find like, it so confusing because I don't understand why you're putting the Bible when
you just wanted to slay.
Yeah. Slay queen, hashtag slay queen, or hashtag slay, or whatever. I don't know what I'm bad at captions. I never do them. Why not just write what's the purpose of that? You know, of your pick, so that we see and say, oh, okay, that correlates. Or probably I'm trying to be too intelligent about this because I don't get why these two have to be polar opposites. In what world? Eh?
Well, that's social media for you.
It's exhausting, man.
Because I think she woke up wanting to post that picture,
and then there was this thing.
And then because that thing was trending, then she decided to just put a twist on it.
But honestly, you know what? A clever person would have just said condolences to this. Wait a day. Next day, you'd go back to your antics.
But that's not how clickbait happens.
I'm starting to hate that word. honestly. Because for me, it was unnecessary. It took away from the message that condolences. Now people were just looking at her and saying, oh, nice ass.
Yeah, that's true. And also, the fact that her audience, for the most part, is Zimbabwean. And she knows how we were going to respond anyway. She did it.
I think she doesn't care up until now. Because if you see some of the pics that she has posted, for God's sakes, I don't think she cares. For me, Angu, that's how I view her. Or she does, because at the end of the day, you had actually opened that post. The one where she was like, hey, people are coming to my DMs and castigating me for doing what I did and all that. Does it mean she cares, or she's just crying foul because now Atukwa?
Maybe, but here's the thing. Also, like, she's on this whole, yeah, we're taking our dignity back. Our ancestors used to do this, blah, blah, blah.
What?
That's the steeze she's on.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, okay, here's the original picture, the first picture that she dropped. Here's the caption. Being an African woman, taking back the comfort that my ancestors had in their own skin. Fearless lioness, soft but pricky. This is just an introduction. More to come.
Okay, that I don't have a problem with. You are embracing yourself, do it. It's fine. It goes with what your picture says. No matter your other nether areas are out there. I don't care. Like, it's not like it's my body. And
I saw someone who brought up the... Remember those twins?
Which one?
The ones that got arrested after they started wearing Nembe.
Which one? I don't remember the... Like, I don't remember.
Like 2-3 years ago or something.
Who got
like,
arrested with?
There were these twins.
Who did what?
Who started wearing Nembe. And then they got arrested.
I don't know that.
On the grounds of public indecency. And they're like, but wait.
Were they walking around in...
Of course.
What are you saying?
Yeah, it was actually a big deal. I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
people like, are actually walking.
Yeah, these twin guys, like, they just walk up one day, like, hey, listen, let's take it back, and they actually got to Nembe and started walking around like African Nembe. They got arrested.
People are crazy. So, what's your point that she's gonna be arrested? But then
no. If people should bless her, right? For doing pretty much what these twins are doing, and then they're defending these twins. Which, but guys, these guys are actually just going back to our roots, eh? Like, they should be allowed to do that, because it's not like the privates were out.
Now, okay, fine, I get your point. But the Nembe, and I guess they walked around naked back in the day. But then she's now taking it all, like, way, way back, like Adam and Eve style. Which I don't think most people would accept. Remember, Zimbabwe is conservative. Very.
Fake conservative.
Yeah, fake. Let's put it there. Because of the things that we do behind closed doors. We once talked about this. And we want to portray this whole, oh my gosh, we don't do this. Oh my gosh, we don't do that. But essentially, this is what we are doing. We're sending nudes, we're doing that. So what's wrong with her doing that? I don't know.
She's free to say, free to do it.
It's just that she is just too out there.
But I think that's the image she wants to push. She's been on this angle for a while. So
she has.
I feel at some point we should not be shocked at what she does.
I think it's going to take time. You were talking off air, you were talking about how it's going to take 5 years for us to get there.
Yeah.
To where we accept. And I was asking you why.
Why? Because a lot of this fake conservative generation is dying out, for lack of a better term. Like, if you look at 35 minus, they're more accepting of stuff like this because we're more, I don't know, maybe exposed. Or more comfortable
with being modern, rather, or taking from other cultures, let's say.
I think a bit of both.
But then it was our culture, so I don't know why we are even.
Yeah, it's a bit of both, I guess.
And now I see how Zimbabwe is confused.
very.
Can we please, yeah, I can now, I remember someone saying that we are taking, when it comes to Lobola ceremonies, we are wearing African attires that are not even ours, right? And it shows our confusion. This is another confusing thing we have. It was our culture to go around semi-naked and all that, but we still can't accept it because it has been done by somebody else and we were introduced
it's
into...
It's been done by one of our own. I think the problem is...
It's one of our own.
You know
own.
What I mean? Mm. If it was Zodwa Wabantu, then it would have been a different story.
Zodwa Wabantu, Kim Kardashian, or even, I bet you, if, let's say, someone like Tinashe would do it, no one would say anything.
Tinashe actually posted something similar.
And it's not
week.
Trend at all.
Not for the wrong reasons.
People, let me guess. Zimbabweans were applauding it.
Of course. What about your home girl?
Please find it.
Put your home girl.
I wanna know the comments on that post because this is serious.
Let me go on Instagram right now.
Why are we not accepting of what?
It's only cool until.
Oh, I can take it further. This shows that we will never accept what. This is why we probably will never support each other when we do something. For example, if
go.
Some. Oh my God. Okay. So. Someone would call this tasteful, but still, it's still the same thing.
It's still the same thing.
It's still the same thing.
Is this a different setting?
Tinashe
was like in a den office, like maybe I was on a beach.
And she's wearing
stockings or whatever.
Lingerie.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like the lower half of her body.
Yeah, and then the upper half is just.
Yeah, it's just.
But one would argue that she's. Well, she's hiding her. Her breast with the hand. But then that's exactly.
What
okay, fine. It's just the same thing.
You see?
Yeah. But then what do you. Okay, fine. Can we take it further to House. What's her name? I did tell you about this. Cynthia.
Cindy.
Yeah? Cindy, sorry. Cindy, my bad. Cindy has the same thing, but people are accepting it more. Well, a few. Oh, wait. There's someone who actually said that until by the end of the year, all these female artists will be doing the same thing. So let's go. Let's just.
Yeah, I mean, sex sells.
Ah, guys. Okay, fine. It does, but I'm not going to police anyone. It's just that I only had a problem with the caption. That's
yeah.
all.
Well, yeah.
For me, a caption was out of it.
I think for most people, it really came across as disrespectful.
Yeah, for me, it was all good. You were celebrating yourself. It's all good. But when you put a caption, that doesn't go along with what you're...
Especially for something serious. As a
exactly. It just took away everything and everyone was just like, but what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? As much as you want to cry. Cry. Is there anything called crying in a dignified way? I don't know. I guess there is now.
Well, at least put some black clothes on or something.
And a duku.
Duku for Ethiopia or something.
Duku for Ethiopia.
Something, you know.
Because you're Zimbabweans, you need to at see least, that duku.
At least started this before Tuku died.
Yo.
I cannot imagine if she had done that.
If she had done it when Tuku
died, oh my God.
People were going to kill her. I feel like people are going to just murder her. Or actually, her post would not have been that popular. Because remember, during that week, I noticed that a lot of things that were happening, no one was paying attention to them. It was only for Tuko. Which was deservedly so.
So, yeah.
I was fine with that. But I'm saying that probably if she had posted that, no one would care. Most probably. Or if she had then said, my heart is gone or something like that. Tupi's gone, blah, 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 blah. People would have come for her.
Yeah.
Like madly. Shame. Anyway, keep doing you, Gwimbai. I applaud you. I'll never do that.
I'm refreshing my timeline. I'm waiting.
Every man in Zimbabwe is waiting for something, you know? I think all of you are just watching a timeline for them.
But I think it's if we go a bit, you know, like back a bit, like with the whole Miss Red thing. I think like it's a very interesting time for Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah,
I have now realized. Yeah, Miss Red did her own thing, and she was like, "I'm gonna up it."
Yeah.
Good luck to her.
Levels.
Yeah. Okay. And the last topic. I think this is the last. Right.
Let's see if we can make it to the left. Because it might go left.
I know. Okay, so there's this issue. Guys, like, I think judges in courts live a very interesting life. So this, it's about, the whole issue is about how a small house was made to pay $50,000 as adultery damages for having an extramarital affair with a married man.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened recently. This happened on the 7th of March. So this, the small house in question is actually called Loren Chitereka, right?
For a second, I thought you were going to say Loren Guyo.
When I read it, I was like, I had to double take so that I actually see, because I was like, the Lorenz, hey, the Lorenz, if you're called Lorenz, we are seeing things these days. So Runoboka, actually, well, let's just call her Runoboka, sued her because this girl was actually, oh, this woman was having an affair with her husband. She sent a letter first and said, "You leave my guy alone." I'm paraphrasing here. This is not exactly what I mean. You know how formal these things are.
Yeah.
Leave my guy alone. Leave my man alone. If you don't, there are going to be consequences. Guess what this one does? No fucks given. Then she pays $50,000. Justified or not. Yeah. In fact, let's discuss that. I remember you telling me that when you went to the magistrate's court, no, he was not getting married, don't worry.
Okay.
It was you was on, well, you were a witness, right?
I was a witness too.
Yeah, you were a witness. I remember you telling me something similar to, you can sue somebody?
Yeah.
Who do you sue? Do you sue your man or do you sue the person?
No, you sue the person who ruined your marriage.
And
you actually have legal footing to do that.
I'm wondering how many people who got married in churches actually know about this.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think these are things your marriage officers should tell you. I don't know, maybe before the ceremony. Because I don't think it would be right to mention that during the. You know,
no,
what I mean?
Like there's some pastors that are crazy. They will mention it, but they won't.
Yeah,
they won't. Most of the times, you just hear, "Oh, who, those that God has put together, let no one asunder."
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. We're moving on with life. I actually didn't know until you told me. So when I saw this, I was like, "Ah!"
I didn't know until last year. Like,
it actually happens.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She actually has legal grounds to do that.
Hey, but 50,000.
Emotional distress. You can't.
Hey, guys, 50 is a lot.
It's a lot, but you know, like, because.
Why can't you sue?
Because, you know, because lawyers can now quantify these things. They can just say.
How do you even quantify that?
I know that they might have their ways to quantify emotional and
makes
mental
me
want to
be a lawyer.
Yeah. Or even just time away. Like, you probably, you know, just for all the time that you should have been spending with me.
Oh, so
yeah,
that time,
yeah, the time, the emotional distress, the mental distress.
Hmm.
Or maybe even the money that.
That's what. That the man is spending.
Or that should have been
buying
going,
stuff for the.
That should have been going home.
Okay, that one is clearer to justify because at the end of the day, if.
Because these small houses, they're out here, they're getting cars and houses.
Yo, my guy, like at my house, there's a small house that lives there. Hey, she got things in a space of time that I didn't know things can be acquired.
Like, it's a proper come up, eh? Like,
if you literally, if you do not have a job, or if you do not want to work for yourself, just go and get you a man.
A married man.
A married man. Those ones will give you money.
But I feel like it's the woman taking, you know, kind of taking charge of the situation.
How do you take charge of such a situation?
Listen, what about that $50,000? You won't want to see the man again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah, because, yeah. Because
like, 50,000. Oof. 50,000 is a lot.
It's a lot.
You're probably going to be in debt your whole life because of that one thing.
Because of a piece of meat.
Hey. Yeah, it is her taking. Taking initiative in some way. Why not you sue your husband, though? Okay, that's when it leads to divorce,
yeah.
I guess. But then most married women won't even bother divorcing.
But even divorce on those grounds is also tricky as well, because...
How?
Because she could be entitled.
To?
To a lot of the man stuff. Remember, like, what happened with Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, then he became...
And then he had to share...
I felt sorry for him.
He had to share half his fortune.
I felt sorry for him. Part of me was like, oh, shame. You work... but the woman would have put in work, you know?
Yeah, you know, because apparently she's the one who wrote up like the...
Then that one is justified.
Yeah, you know.
Because if she wrote up some... Even if you don't...
Like I think she wrote up the business plan for Amazon or whatever. Like, yeah. Like, no, she was very involved in the business.
Even if you don't involve yourself in that business, emotional things just get
emotional
you.
Support.
Emotional support, whatever. I was there.
So, like, a divorce could be messy for the guy. So, I'm pretty sure for most guys, regardless of them straying from a marriage, they wouldn't agree to a divorce because it's very costly.
No, but
legal fees, you probably losing a lot of
gold. No, I'm talking from the point of not the man divorcing the woman, but the woman divorcing the man. Because that's a different case altogether. You as the man might not want to divorce your wife because you feel like half of my property, half of my everything is going to go to the woman. But then as the woman, I'm being cheated. I have the right to divorce you because you have done something to me that is kind of unforgivable, right? So I'm wondering why she didn't...
I'm not going to go around my divorce like the guy. It can just be like a separation.
See, this is where I say men are petty. Why are you even bothering? Huh? You stepped out. Pana. Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
You're just being petty for the sake of just being petty. You want me there, but you are stepping out and going. If I do the same, you'll probably divorce me in 1 second.
That's if you actually... Except the divorce.
No, actually, no.
Because until you serve them with papers, and then they have to sign the papers for the thing to go through. So
how many women do you know, like, say, if they are getting divorced because they've cheated, say, you know what, I don't want that divorce. You'll be beaten to death. That's the next thing that's going to happen.
Don't man pinch are you?
Hmm?
Don't man pinch are you?
Yeah. That was a horrible video, guys.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to talk about this next episode, not now, but that video sent like chills down my spine.
Yeah, that was hard to watch.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're done. We went overboard. We go to 45. Supposed to do that.
But you guys always do this, though.
The 2-hour episode.
Yeah, the 2-hour episode. But it really kept me company, though. I was actually working, so yeah.
I don't know if... Many people complain about the duration of the episode. I've actually rarely had people complain about the duration, unless if it's boring.
Well, I think you start off by saying you're trying to unfigure adulthood in 30 or so.
So this is unfiguring adulthood in 30 or so minutes, which goes to an hour.
Yes,
every time.
So that's the also part.
Anyway, where can people find you, fans?
People can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @SoArcane, and they can find me on Facebook at @ArcaneZW.
Yeah, follow him.
Please
He's
do.
A great poet.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, this is the first time in my opinion, and this is the last.
Why? Bro, you're such a hater, bro. Why are you like this?
Because I am your sister. I am allowed to do these things. You annoy me too.
Going to tell Gogo.
Yes. Okay. And you can find me at Cheese Skittles on Twitter and Rochantel on Instagram. I'm really on Instagram.
Can I manage your Instagram?
Do you know what? Yeah, sure, you can, actually. That would be great.
Okay, fine.
Okay, cool. So, we're out. This was a short episode. I feel like we didn't talk much, but we did.
We did.
Anyway, later, guys. I hope I will be consistent. I pray. Please pray for me to be consistent, because this is crazy. Bye.
Bye. Capital 263.